My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. here on NBC Sports 920 The Game. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's world. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are always podcast for the on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith's Shopping Center. Come in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, quality products, and amazing prices. The store is open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I look forward to talking with all of you.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your good health. Learning all this information and then applying some of it to our everyday routine can make dramatic changes in the way we feel, the way we act, the way we look, and actually the way we are. It's just hard to kind of get moving in that direction. We're pretty much on autopilot for most of their life. You know, people don't realize that we kind of get in our routines and we kind of do things unconsciously every day, almost like we're on autopilot. And we're just kind of doing the same things. And when things come in that cause or instigate a change in our daily routine, you know, we resist because of the comfort zones that we've created. But it might just be those little changes that could make a dramatic difference. So sometimes keeping an open mind to some of the changes could also be a good thing. Every day on the Staying Healthy radio show here on NBC Sports 920 The Game, we talk about the topics that are relevant for today's world with the best guest in the industry. We always try to make sure that we're hitting on the things that people are either thinking about, talking about, dealing with, living with, dodging, or being diagnosed with, that kind of stuff. The stuff that we're hearing about and chatting about every day. The things that are very common and very familiar and very present in today's world. We also try to make sure that we're bringing good alternative choices to you so that when you do decide to make that move toward a healthier path or lifestyle, that you know or have a better idea of some of the things that are available, the tools, the quality tools. I like to make sure that I bring the best of the best here so that you have the best to choose from. And that's also why I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy is your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. You'll find them on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston, where they've been for a long, long time. They're actually Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade in the valley. That brings a lot to the industry and a lot to the consumer. The most knowledgeable staff, the best customer service, carrying only the highest quality products, awesome prices every day, all of it in a full service environment so you can feel comfortable as you're getting the information you need to make the changes that are necessary to head in a healthier direction. There's nothing worse than guessing and then not having the information you need to be able to make these changes along the way. So hopefully you'll be able to make some better changes with some great guidance and create some awesome relationships with these wonderful people at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Check out their webpage. It's an industry-based site, so there's awesome, changeable, and changed-up articles on their homepage every week. And they do rotate them. So if you take a couple minutes and go there a couple times a week and read those articles, you're going to be so much farther ahead with information for your good health, for you and even for people in your life that you want to pass on that information to. And don't forget to give them a thumbs up on Facebook as well. Well, today we're going to be talking with Mark Moody, and we're going to be talking about New Chapter. And we're going to be talking about a lot of different things today, the philosophy behind it, the behind the lines, the raw products, why they're different, and kind of like an overview of the line of products. And I think that's really important because when you know the behind the curtain situation, it's going to make it so much easier and allow us to feel so much better with the choices we're making within the line. Mark has an engineering degree from the United States Air Force Academy, well over 19 years in the natural products industry. He's a senior sales director for New Chapter and California certified Ayurvedic practitioner, and he's really a great educator and lecturer. I've had the chance to hear him lecture in a dinner training setting, and of course we've been friends and doing shows together for a long time. So help me welcome my guest. Hello, Mr. Mark Moody.
Good morning, Jeff. Hello.
How are you today?
I'm doing great. Yourself?
Doing well. It's a Friday, you know, it's always a nice day of the week, and I think a lot of us are, you know, getting ready for the weekend. Of course, it's warm. It's still the peak of vacation season for most people. I think it's a good time of the year right now. I was talking to Marge yesterday, and she came up with this topic, and I think it's a good topic. And for people that may be tuning in for the very, very first time, if somebody asked you what New Chapter was all about, what would you say?
I guess the simplest answer is in one of our taglines is we aim to deliver the wisdom of nature. At New Chapter, we have a philosophy that Mother Nature had it right the first time, and we feel that at times the supplement industry kind of goes off on a tangent or an individual constituent of an ingredient, and we're kind of using all of that modern science and capital to get back to what nature provided for us. Whole herbs, whole fish oil, whole food, vitamins and minerals using ancient methods of fermentation. So we're all about doing as much as possible to deliver these products in their whole form in nature's ratios. So that's the quick answer to what I believe New Chapter is and the theme and the heart of New Chapter.
You know, and thank you for that. You know, I think that it's really, really important. The last time that I spoke with you, you were doing a lecture and you were really talking about behind the back curtain of what goes into these products and how the company has not only invested a lot of time and energy and finances into the testing, but, you know, being able to find out what truly is in the raw products that we're using, because, you know, providing a quality product is very essential, but taking it to the level that you as a company do is very, very rare.
It is rare, and we're, as you know, we're in an unregulated industry, so that lends us to some positives and to be able to make some choices, but it also lends us to the fact that, you know, we have to do a lot of work to then verify and validate the raw materials, as you said, that we're using in these products. We've learned through the last 5 years that you just can't take your supplier's word for it, unfortunately. We have to do a ton of work to be able to provide what we're saying on the label there in the products, whether it be organic or solvent-free or non-GMO. It's one thing to say it and see it on a C of A from your supplier. It's another thing to then go through the work to be able to go through a whole litany of tests to be able to prove that out.
You know, and something else that I think a lot of people today, people are starting to, they're starting to understand that, well, it goes to every part of our life today. Not all food, not all cell phones, not all clothing is manufactured in with the same quality. I mean, there are differences within every single category of every single thing we do and we use and we purchase every single day. And I think one of the things that I think your philosophy really makes good sense with is when somebody finally decides to make the move toward getting healthy. You know, the philosophy is, you know, hopefully you'll choose something that makes a difference. You'll see a difference and you'll understand the bigger picture. But I think what happens sometimes is, you know, we get a little bit of information, Mark, and then we run with that little bit of information and we may grab something that we just see somewhere and it comes from a place or a company that really doesn't use any set standards that are going to take it to the point where people are going to see a difference. and they don't see a difference, and then they just throw the whole industry to the curb and miss the chances of, you know, really getting the benefit had they chosen a little wiser or asked some questions.
Absolutely, and it's not to throw shade on any other companies.
True.
Out there. You may be very well meaning in your intention, but what we've learned is it takes a lot of capital and testing to set these protocols up to then test every single raw material, and then are you testing every batch every time? Mm-hmm. And even worse than the product not working for you, on the far end of the spectrum, what if it actually does you a little bit more harm than good? And that's how our industry receives a lot of black eyes and a lot of bad press, frankly. So from where I'm sitting, you know, I used to be of the mind that, hey, I don't want the FDA coming into our grassroots industry. And now, as larger players have come into the space and eyes are on profit, it makes a lot of sense to me now, and I'm kind of turned the tide in my belief that I, you know, I hope it's not the FDA. I would think that we have enough power within industry to create our own regulating body through the NNFA. But I do believe that regulation needs to happen because of some of the examples that we found as a result of our increased investment into this quality and into testing and the validation.
Do you think this is a process that New Chapter will just keep continuing to do? Because the reason I say that is because, you know, there's a lot of investment of time and energy and finances that goes into this. You know, it seems like you've always been consistent to the quality and the bottom line of the product, and you know, the testing just continues to go on. And I personally feel that New Chapter will always continue on this journey just because it's like almost the foundation that it's built on.
Yes, that's true. The bulk of the investment and the bulk of the spend hit us over the last 5 years. So over the last 5 years, we have not turned a profit, and had, you know, many out of stocks and issues there. But because that investment has been made over the last 5 years, it's not as significant. We're talking about bringing on PhDs to create tests that didn't exist, and all of those tests are now created, and we have our protocols. So it's much easier now, but it was difficult over the last 5 years to not be able to make any money because of this investment that went in. That in turn led to a lot of out of stocks in products and frustrated consumers and retailers as well. So I think that now that it's set up and we've gone through that, we're set up for success because we have all of those protocols and validation methods in place. And it's not so much of this huge investment. It's now just running the play and running all of our raw materials through this system that we've set up over the last 5 years.
So painful along the journey, but once everything is now in place, it's going to be a lot easier and a lot more effective. That's great. That's good to hear. And it does provide people with a little bit of comfort, you know, having that extra layer of confidence, if you will.
Yes. Yes, and that's the, you know, the main thing that I try to convey in those educational events that you attended is that it was very difficult. But as consumers and to a point retailers, we do need to ask these hard questions of the companies, and it's not just supplement companies, it's food companies. USDA organic, non-GMO verified. You have to, in our lives, we have to ask questions of everything that we're putting in and around our body, unfortunately, because a lot of the stuff out there has been is not as healthy as you'd like to believe. So we'd like to ask those questions of our raw materials, and then if you're a consumer of the companies that you're purchasing and choosing to put in your body.
Okay, let's talk about something else that is very much a stepping stone. And I want to let everybody know that the full line of New Chapter products are available at Stay Healthy. And if you go in, you can request a $4 off coupon to use on any product in the line. Numerous products, you can just ask for coupons. I think it's an awesome thing that they're offering, New Chapter and Stay Healthy. So you can try your favorite products at an even better price on top of the sale price, and at the same time maybe try something new that you've heard Mark and I talk about over the last couple months. Let's talk about fermentation. Fermentation is something that I don't think we could have a conversation with you or anybody at New Chapter without that word coming out.
Yeah, fermentation is at the heart of New Chapter. First and foremost, we're an herbal company. But fermentation and providing digestive benefit, even if you take a step back before fermentation, it's like how our founder and formulator wanted to figure out how to positively affect digestion in our consumers. And that's something that was near and dear to my heart and teachings through Ayurvedic medicine. You go to an Ayurvedic doctor or a Chinese medicine doctor, no matter what your issue is, he or she is going to treat your digestion first. So fermentation is just a way to positively affect people's digestion, because we have a digestive issue in our country right now. You know, there's 70, 80 million people with digestive issues for various reasons.
Well, you know, and the process of actually doing the fermentation, it's not a very simple process. It's actually quite intricate. And, you know, as you go through the steps of what actual process is done to fermentate these products, I think it's amazing.
Yeah, we've been perfecting, you know, all processes over the last 35 to 40 years that New Chapter has been a company, and that includes our fermentation process. We are the only company in the industry doing this dual fermentation with both probiotic yeast and probiotics. In the beginning, we just did it with the yeast. But we found that process wasn't getting the complete absorption of the nutrients. So then we added an even more expensive process to the back end of that, which is with Lactobacillus acidophilus and rhamnosus, to have this dual fermented, and you can think of twice fermented. If you go back to digestion, you can think of that as this has been pre-digested for me twice in a time where we have pressure on our digestive system and, you know, a lot of the irritable bowels and colitis and all of these things that are affecting us. Can we make our supplements more digestible and easy to digest? Because if you can digest it, you can assimilate it. If you assimilate it, then it works. If you put in a big, bulky, isolated molecule that's unfermented, the jury's out on if you're even going to digest that. And then if you don't digest it, it doesn't get in your system, then you just have expensive urine rather than the nutrients getting digested and then absorbed and then assimilated.
You know, I think what's interesting is when you look at the formulations, you know, we know words. We know things like ginger, and we know about turmeric, and we know about lemon balm and all these different kinds of things. But the difference, maybe you could explain this, between using a fermented versus a non-fermented product, or just a raw base herb that you might find out there as well. And you see the name, but you don't. Most people don't ask what it is, what source it is, how it's put together, where it comes from, how do they make it, how do they process the product, and none of those people ask those questions. But I mean, if you were to compare them apples to oranges, there's a difference.
There's absolutely a difference. And the question could be, if we think of turmeric, everybody's heard of turmeric. Is it really raw turmeric, or is it something called curcumin, which is one minuscule piece of that turmeric? So you're taking it even another level down. Like, our body knows what whole turmeric is, but then you have an isolated curcumin that I would argue you cannot digest without all of the other parts of the whole. And then you're talking about a very difficult to digest whole herb in turmeric. It's a rhizome. It has a hard outer layer. So if you look at cultures like Japan, what they learned is that, hey, if we ferment the turmeric, we can get an even more benefit. So that's what we're after. Providing the whole, fermenting it twice in the case of our fermented turmeric, and then it creates this twice pre-digested, very absorbable and assimilable source of turmeric. And then in the end, you don't have to take as much. And it's getting into your body rather than ending up in your toilet.
Somebody just chimed in and she said, with my digestive system being so poor, you know, I had tuned it back up with probiotics and enzymes, but I found that the New Chapter products seemed to really absorb for me because it was the first time I actually felt my products working. Tell Mark thank you for these products.
Oh, you're welcome. And it's testimonials like that that really fire me up it's the reason I'm here and I'm still doing it in this industry, because at New Chapter, many of us are all about the healing and providing the wisdom of nature, which we believe provides the most healing to the end consumer.
The other thing is, because your products are in such a digestible form, is that one of the benefits that allows us or affords us to be able to take the products with less or little to no food, because they basically are food?
Yeah, they are complexed with food. When you think about our digestive system and our fermentation process, uses broken cell wall Saccharomyces, a fancy term for organic brewer's yeast. So if you take broken cell wall Saccharomyces, your body sees that as a superfood. So that is the probiotic organism that has consumed a nutrient like whole turmeric or, say, iron, or something like that, and then it becomes this superfood that happens to be high in all constituents of turmeric or iron or whatever it has consumed. And then you add to that the probiotic Lactobacillus acidophilus rhamnosus ferment, the second ferment, if you will, and now you have a probiotic nutrient. Very, very easy to digest. Your body recognizes it as a superfood, just happens to be high in all the constituents of turmeric in one example or iron in that second example.
This is an interesting question. It just came in. It says, because my digestive system has been so bad, I put myself on the purple pill with my doctor about 5 years ago. He recently took me off of it and told me that I just need to start eating a better quality diet. Now I'm eating the diet, but my supplements that I'm taking, I feel nothing from at all. I think my digestive system is just out of balance. Is this line, I'm not familiar with it, easy to digest for someone who has been, let's say, with a compromised gut? That's a great question.
Yeah, it's easy to digest for anyone, but it's specifically if you have a compromised gut and you're taking a supplement that is an isolated chemical or an isolated constituent of, say, turmeric, like curcumin, it's good luck on digesting that. Mm-hmm. I would argue that the New Chapter line of supplements are the most digestible, absorbable assimilable supplements on the market. That's our goal in creating each supplement. So yes, and I would tend towards if this person is taking herbs, I would tend towards the fermented herbs. We do have CO2 extracted herbs that are much more potent, but if you do have a distressed digestive system, I would stick to the probiotic nutrients and the fermented herbs, which we have in powders and also tablets.
That's good information. You know, today we're talking with Mark Moody, and we are definitely talking about kind of the history and the philosophy behind the New Chapter line, everything from quality control to the extra studies and research that they do and the testing to make sure that when we get our product on the shelf, it's as good as it could possibly be. We'll have more questions coming up right back after the hour, half hour, I guess I should say, right after the breaks. We'll be right back with Mr. Mark Moody. It's New Chapter Day on the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Don't go away.
Did you know that the most common form of calcium supplement today is calcium carbonate, also known as limestone? You don't eat rocks as part of your balanced diet, so why would you choose to supplement your bone health nutritional needs with limestone? Our bodies understand and seek whole food sources of nutrition. New Chapter is proud to deliver Bone Strength Take Care, a calcium complex that delivers key bone health nutrients in the form of whole food, not rocks. Bone Strength Take Care also delivers key bone nourishing nutrients, including vitamins D3 and K2. Vitamin K2 is of critical importance as it ensures calcium is placed in the bone where it's needed and stays out of the arteries where it's not. Discover for yourself the whole food bone health alternative to rocks. Bone Strength Take Care, the best-selling natural bone health supplement in America. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston in the Town and Country Center.
Is there something missing from your fish oil? If it's purified, it's probably missing a whole lot. Purified fish oils use chemical processing that can destroy the beneficial compounds, vitamins, and antioxidants your body looks for. Fortunately, there's Homega from New Chapter, a new whole food approach to fish oil. Homega is extra virgin to deliver nature's whole complement of vital omegas, including 3, 5, 6, 7, and 9s, along with natural vitamin D and powerful antioxidants. Homega is 100% sustainably caught wild Alaskan salmon, some of the cleanest and most pure fish stocks in the world. So chemical processing to deliver purity is simply not required. Homega by New Chapter, because the world's best fish oil doesn't come from scientists, it comes from the world's best fish.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston in the Town and Country Center.
What is inflammation? Many people think that only joints are affected by inflammation. The truth is, the body's natural inflammatory response affects everyone and every major organ system. From bone health to heart health and beyond, whole body health calls for a healthy, whole body inflammation response, which is why New Chapter is proud to offer America's number one selling herbal for a healthy inflammation response, Zyflamin. Zyflamin is a whole new natural way to manage inflammation and a true scientific breakthrough. Zyflamin has been extensively researched and tested for a variety of health concerns by some of the most respected medical institutions in the world with impressive results. Discover the power of Zyflamin for yourself. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston in the Town and Country Center.
All right, we're back. Want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer, and in their fourth decade, here in the Valley, unbelievable long time. But that brings a lot of things with it. It brings longevity, but it also brings reputation, and it brings the most knowledgeable staff, able and capable and educated with great information to make our job getting healthy that much easier. Also, great prices and the most awesome selection of the highest quality products, like the line from New Chapter, available every day at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. And of course, remember to ask for your $4 off coupon that you can use on any of the products in the New Chapter line. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Print a $5 off coupon on your next $50 purchase at their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. And of course, giving them a thumbs up on Facebook on their wonderful page will keep you connected. And then every day you'll be not only connected, but every day informed and educated as they post great information on their Facebook page. Well, today we're talking with Mark Moody, and we're talking about New Chapter. And we've been talking about, you know, the philosophy behind the company, as well as their mottos and their studying and their testing. You know, as you look at the line, Mark, you can see the progression of how products have come about, and now blended combinations are, of course, doing really, really well. And it just seems like, you know, and I say this a lot because there's a couple really wonderful companies that are doing this out there. They are continuing. I mean, you could actually sit back right now and just not make anything for a couple years because you're so up to date on all this wonderful stuff. But as this new stuff comes out, the studying and the scientific studies and all the experiments and all of the formulating and the behind the scenes stuff just keeps going, you know, to make sure that you're always not only relevant, but you're going with the changes of the ill health of this country to make sure everything that we use is going to work that much better.
That's right, Jeff. And a lot of times the consumer doesn't see the changes that we're making for the better. But, you know, we've changed top-selling products without anyone knowing because we found a more novel ingredient or way to provide an extract, if you will, and all of our herbal extracts, which have been around forever. We're moving from water alcohol to a pressurized hot water extract that actually gives us more potency and one less solvent, so even closer to the wisdom of nature. I mean, that alone cost New Chapter, I mean, probably approaching $1 million, and we have not passed that on to the consumer, but we found a better way to do our process, didn't have to do it. But it's one of those things, if we have a better process, we know we're known as an industry leader in quality and efficacy, so we're going to go for it. And it ends up being a cleaner extract and much more positive for the end user that way. We've done it, you know, multiple times, tweaked our fermentation process many times over the last 35 years when we discover a better way to do things. And that always doesn't come out as a new product, but we're constantly innovating within product as well.
You know, one thing that I found with these products is that, you know, there was a time out there when everything was formulated with actually weights and measures. And you remember when we used to look at calcium, you know, tell people to take 2,000 milligrams a day, and everything was about the excessive dosing. And I think what I've learned about this is that the reason we did that is sometimes it took that much to be able to get what we needed into our system. And today, sometimes people will pick up a bottle and they'll say, oh, there's only 80 or 100 or 200 milligrams in here. And it's just maybe an idea behind why that is. I look at it this way. If things are that much more absorbable, you don't need as much.
You don't need as much. And further is if you're absorbing everything that you're getting in that product, then you don't need to over-supplement. And the problem with over-supplementing is what happens to all that unabsorbed calcium in the example that you just gave? Where does that go? Well, studies have shown it ends up going into your soft tissues, arteries. So although, you know, you did that to get all the calcium you could into your bones to save you from, you know, perhaps osteoporosis, did you then set yourself up to have heart disease later on? So calcium's a great example of that, where you can certainly over-supplement, and your osteopath will recommend a ton of calcium, but but you might be talking to your cardiologist later. So we believe let's give you a very, very highly absorbable calcium in this case with all the constituents like K2 from organic natto and a twice fermented D3 that's going to get all of this calcium from algae to your bones where you need it and out of your, you know, out of your soft tissues and arteries and those kind of things where they can be problematic later on.
If someone is already using a supplement program that they really enjoy and a supplement program that they've been on and they find it to be working really well for them and they decide to bring in some of the products from New Chapter, one thing that I've learned is that this line plays very well with other products that you may be taking. You know, it withstands its own credibility and integrity, and it doesn't lose anything. If anything, it's more of an enhancer.
Yeah, back to the first question and answer of the show. It's when you provide these whole herbs, whole fish oil, whole algae-based calcium, you're providing the wisdom of nature. It's what we've been eating and consuming as humans for a very long time. So getting that will play well with anything, your diet, your other supplements. If you're taking a fermented multi and you get some digestive benefit from it, it's going to help you absorb, you know, perhaps your creatine if you're a weightlifter, or your L-glutamine, or if you're an athlete and those kind of things, and even the protein powder that you may be taking, or the nutrition from your food. So if we can help your digestion through our supplements, even in an inflammatory product like Zyflamin that has a great amount of ginger in it, that's going to help your digestive enzymes. You're taking it for your inflammation, but you're actually getting this digestive benefit. And that's the theme of New Chapter, providing the wisdom of nature. When you do that, you're benefiting the consumer's digestion. When your digestion is benefited, you're going to get not only the benefits of New Chapter, you're going to get the benefits of your diet and any other supplements you may be taking.
You know, another thing about this company that I've always enjoyed is it seems like you were pretty much ahead of the game with one of your products that has become a very much of a standby product. And we end up talking about this almost every time, and which is Zyflamin. And Zyflamin was actually brought out, and Paul Schuerlich's philosophy into this was actually very, very ahead of its time. I mean, back at the time when we rarely even talked about inflammation, and now inflammation is talked about all the time because we have learned and been educated on the fact that inflammation, although necessary, runs rampant and out of control and is not managed in our bodies, making every health problem that we have worse. But Zyflamin was kind of way ahead of its time, and I'm so glad it's here. But it's funny how it came out at a time when we weren't even really looking for it.
Yeah, we talk about it all the time because it's valid. You know, inflammation, digestion and inflammation is something that New Chapter tried to tackle from the beginning, because Paul understood, as much of the medical community now is understanding, that is if you can modulate inflammation and keep it at bay, and we're talking about that chronic daily inflammation that never gets reset, if you can modulate that, then you've done great work to protect yourself against, you know, a lot of bad things that can happen in our body. You know, it's been said 96-97% of all bad things that can happen to a human are based on inflammation. Anything that's an itis, studies on Alzheimer's have shown that there's an inflammatory component to it. Studies at MD Anderson Cancer Center have proven that if you pull inflammation out of the environment, then a cancer cell can't thrive. That's its food. So Paul understood that, you know, early on, and created that product called Zyflamin. But as we were talking about digestion earlier, there is a great amount of ginger in there. And, you know, we've also said before, when you take in these herbal formulas, that provide the wisdom of nature, you get these beautiful things called side benefits. So the side benefit of Zeitlamen, which people are taking for inflammation, is digestive health. From that very potent CO2 extracted ginger, that's going to enhance your body's own digestive enzymes and can help your digestion. So you're taking something for inflammation, you're getting a digestive benefit. So it's a beautiful thing, the side benefits of the herbal kingdom rather than the side effects of the pharmaceutical industry.
You know, I think one thing that we have to understand is that what we used maybe 10 years ago or 20 years ago is no longer valid or applicable. And the way that the health of this country is getting worse rather than better, it may be time to maybe do a yearly kind of overview of the supplements you're using to find out if you're still on track, and also listening to your body to see if you're getting any of the changes that you're trying to achieve. Sometimes we get into the realm and the routine, if you will, of just doing things, the same things all the time, and never questioning whether they're working or we're getting the benefit. But it's good to ask yourself, am I feeling different? Am I seeing changes? If not, it may be time to try something different, because we are all different in how we respond.
And you can pick up the bottle of what you're taking, find a contact to that company and ask some questions. That's what I would do. If you're putting something in your body, call the company. Hey, do you test every single batch of this raw material every time? Are you using any chemical solvents on this, in this herbal standardized form of curcumin, for example? You know, are you testing for heavy metals? Are you testing for radiation from Fukushima that's coming on, might be on your fish oil that's fished out of the Pacific? So there's a lot. Unfortunately, you know, we are, or fortunately, we're responsible for our health, and we need to be able to make those calls, ask those questions, ask the tough questions of the food companies, of the food products that you're putting in your body as well. So that's what I would, you know, as you're vetting your supplements, you really have to be able to trust the company, and that involves picking up the phone, calling them, hey, I've got a question about this vitamin C. What is the origin? Oh, it's corn. Is it genetically modified corn? Ooh, I might not want to take that. I might want to look at another option that's non-GMO verified. So it's asking these questions specifically because we're in an unregulated industry. But I would ask those questions of anything that you put in or on your body.
Another question, you know, and we've mentioned this before, but I have a lot of new listeners, of course, all the time. So we follow directions on our medications because they usually tell us what to do, when to take, and how to take it. And we've applied that same mentality to our supplementation. But, you know, most supplements today are manufactured for a certain weight category of both women and men. And as our nation has continued to get unhealthy, it's also continued to get larger. So how do you know if these products are, if it's applicable to be able to maybe listen to your body and then maybe increase the dosage if necessary to give you the results that you would be getting if it was based on your weight, if that makes sense?
Yeah. So New Chapter supplements are formulated for a 150-pound adult. So you can kind of do the math from there. I'm 200-plus pounds, so I tend to bump it up. If it tells me to take two, I take three. And I also understand that these supplements are coming in nature's ratio. So it's like I'm taking whole turmeric. It's like I'm taking whole grapeseed. It's like I'm taking whole chamomile. So I don't worry too much because it comes in food and its culinary herbal whole form. So for me, for people out there, you just need to understand it's our supplement facts are created as a maintenance dose for a 150-pound adult. Now, We can get into a deeper discussion on therapeutic doses. So if you have an acute situation, you've turned your ankle or an issue like that, you could take even throughout the day.
Okay. Well, you know, that's a comfort zone. That's a comfort to know that because of the source, because of the fermentation, because of the quality, because of the raw products that are in there, because of the food value of the products, you know, we can feel comfortable, you know, experimenting with our dosing as well as our benefits. That's really good to know.
Yes, and you also have you also can draw from the cultures from where these herbs came. If you're talking about turmeric, it was included in, you know, there's five or six servings of turmeric being ingested by the Indian culture per day, and because of that, they've fought off issues like Alzheimer's for a very long time. Now, when the Western diet and refrigerators and McDonald's got to India, then all of these, you know, all of these Western problems started creeping in. But when they were sticking to those higher amounts of turmeric, you're talking 5-6 servings a day. I would argue hardly anyone in the U.S. gets 5 or 6 servings a day of turmeric. So it's what we can provide therapeutically in something like turmeric force, or, you know, more food-based or culinarily in a fermented turmeric powder or fermented turmeric tablet.
Hmm. You know, and the thing about it is we're all works in progress. You know, we all have to listen to our bodies. It's not like you just go get your stuff and take it all the time and take it for the rest of your life and not ever wonder whether I need to shake it up. I'm going through changes. I'm not the same person I was a year ago. I have more stress. Maybe I got really healthy and I don't need to be doing the things that I was doing before. Maybe now I need more of a maintenance dose. And I think that's where the chatting and the question asking and, you know, and getting the information you need. That's why I send everybody to Stay Healthy, because they can go in there and ask the questions and say, you know, I've been on these things for a long time now, and, you know, but my digestive system has changed, my life has changed, and, you know, I might need to do an overview or a tune-up. And that's the way it should be. You're making the adjustments that are necessary. It's like going to the gym and just working on your chest all the time. Well, your chest is going to get built up and the rest of your body's not getting any attention. You have to rotate and move things around and have variety to have better, you know, health throughout the whole body, not just working one muscle group.
That makes a lot of sense. That makes a lot of sense. You've got to look at things holistically, kind of back to the original question, you know, delivering that whole. You have to look at your health holistically, your diet, your various exercise, your stress control, and your stress relief, perhaps a breathing exercise, and then supplementation, and all of that ties together to try to achieve optimal health and become the best version of yourself. And that's what we're after. We're helping you with a, you know, one part of that. But as you said earlier, it's baby steps. It's taking that, you know, a journey of 1,000 miles starts with that first step. So you don't need to focus on the very end goal. Just focus on that next step. You can change one thing in your diet today. Do it. If you can add in a supplement like Zyflamin, run down to Stay Healthy and get it. If you can add a little 5 minutes of deep breathing throughout your day, very, very small things that can then build on each other. And then next thing you know, you'll be feeling better than you ever have. And I think that's the goal of Jeff and the show and certainly mine and New Chapters.
You know, kind of just to leave everybody with some good information here, you know, when people go to Stay Healthy and they look at the line of New Chapter, what do you want them to think when they look at it?
When they look at New Chapter, I'd like them to think quality, validation, mm-hmm. wisdom of nature. Not necessarily in that order. This is the wisdom of nature that has literally tens of millions of dollars invested in proving and validating that quality. But it all started with the wisdom of nature. And we've used a lot of capital to then prove that out on scientific levels to prove that works. But the basis of it is you're getting a very, very potent, very, very clean product that delivers the best of what Mother Nature has to offer.
Well, that's exactly what I wanted to hear. I wish you a great weekend. Thank you so much for the education today, and have a good time and do something wonderful.
Certainly will. You too, Jeff. Have a great weekend, and thanks for all you do.
Thank you very much. My guest today, Mark Moody, representing New Chapter. Remember to ask for those $4 off coupons when you go to the store that you can use on any of the products in the line. We talked a lot today about credibility and integrity and raw products and testing and end product results because of all the heavy-duty testing and the scientific studies and the formulation. So check out the full line of New Chapter products at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy here in Las Vegas is your oldest independent health food retailer in the Valley. They've also been here a long time. They're in their fourth decade here in Las Vegas. Stay Healthy Health Food Store, 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 till 6, and closed on Sunday. Stay Healthy makes it easy for you to get as healthy as you possibly can because they have the best tools, the most knowledgeable staff, the best customer service, the highest quality products available in the nutrition marketplace every day. And with those great products comes great information and the whereabouts and the know-how on how to use them. And that comes with that amazing staff at Stay Healthy. So when you head over there, talk with them. Get to know them. They are amazing, and they're going to make it easy for us to get healthy. Getting healthy is not easy. And if anybody ever told you that it is, they're lying. There's work involved, changes, homework, question answering, and then self-reflection on whether or not you are really ready to make some change. Sometimes we have to be pretty bad off to be able to make a change. Some of us, and some people in general, want to do it earlier. They want to do it long before those unhealthy situations come about. It doesn't matter. Your rearview mirror is what it is. You're either already in a bad place, or you're on your way to a bad place, or you're really healthy and you still want to get going. It's all about the front mirror, the front window, facing forward, because it's all about what we do today and moving forward that makes us healthy. I mean, it's good to know our history of where we came from, but we can't dwell on it because we're not going to get any healthier spending all our time and energy and effort and memory focusing on all the bad things we've done in the past. We know what we did. We know what we tried. We know whether we were ready to make a change. We know whether we half-heartedly even tried something. But today, maybe it's a different issue. Maybe today's the day that we start getting healthy in the best way possible. I want to thank you for taking the time to tune into the show. This is the Staying Healthy radio show here on NBC Sports 920 The Game. Tune into my show Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning. And just remember, if you can't tune in live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded. They're podcasts. They're archived. And they're all on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. Just simply go to the page, click on the archive icon, and download and listen to the shows that you want to listen to when it's convenient for you. Sometimes you may be sent there by a friend to listen to the shows, or maybe you're hearing a show and you're thinking, oh my goodness, I have a friend, a family member, a neighbor, a coworker, somebody that I know that would really get good information out of this. This is exactly what we were just talking about. Send them there, drjeffreyburke.com. The shows are there. These podcasts are awesome. Technology makes it easy for us to be able to get as healthy as we possibly can. So do every single thing that you possibly can do to get as healthy as you can. And one of the best ways of putting yourself into a healthy category is to be ready for change and all that is necessary to make that change. But don't do it alone. Do it with the folks at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. They are so awesome. So have a great weekend, everyone. It's a Friday. Hopefully in your neck of the woods, it's going to be a great weather week. If it's not, we can still make the best out of it. Inside or outside, remember, drink plenty of water. Make sure that you are hydrating very, very well. Check on your older friends and neighbors. Make sure that they are getting plenty of good food and water, because we have a tendency to not to focus. Don't leave any kids or animals in your back seat of your car. always look over your shoulder to make sure no one is there. Have a great day. God bless.
Thank you for tuning into the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health, the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, stay healthy, and be healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the shows are available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Click on the archive icon for on-demand podcast downloads. I look forward to talking with all of you again soon.